Welcome. It's Thursday night and time for Psychic Viewpoint on PsychicAccessTalkRadio.com with your hosts, Maureen Hollering, Steve Frampton, Brenda McCoy, and Bobby Marcheso. During the second half of the show, call in to connect for a free psychic reading. Join us during this transpersonal collective experience. Sponsored by PsychicAccess.com, where all psychics have been interviewed, verified, and accuracy tested, assuring you the highest quality of quality service. And now, on with this week's show.
Good evening, everyone. My name is Steve Frampton, and you're listening to the Psychic Viewpoint, sponsored by PsychicAccess.com. This evening, I'm really excited that we have Consi Malasoma, an intuitive astrologer, and Consi will be joining us to talk about living intuitively with the planets. And before we get started, please join me in welcoming my co-hosts. Firstly, Maureen, how are you doing this evening?
I'm okay, Steve. Thank you very much. And how are you?
I'm extremely well, Maureen. I'm excited that we're continuing our exploration of astrology.
I am too, I think it's good that we're doing that, because it's going for weeks, actually. And yes, yes, I will tell you a little bit about myself. I work at PsychicAccess.com with the rest of my wonderful co-host here, and I am a empath. I utilize tarot, astrology, and numerology to receive my psychic impressions, and I love my work.
Wonderful, Maureen. Well, we love you as well.
Thanks.
All of us. He speaks for us all, Maureen.
Thank you.
Okay.
What's not to love, honey?
What is not to love?
Well, Brenda, how are you this week?
I'm fabulous. I really am. I think this is it's a great week. It's great weather here in Southern California. Ha ha.
Oh, well, it's not much here. It's raining. It's like Britain.
Well, I work at PsychicAccess.com as well with everybody else, this fabulous crew. And I'm a predictive psychic. I specialize in dates, times, and places. This is my life's path, and I love it.
Wonderful. Well, we love having you with us, Brenda. And we've got Bobby here as well. How are you, Bobby?
Hello. I'm doing wonderful. Thank you very much.
Good. Are you behaving yourself this week?
Absolutely not. Thank you very much.
You're funny.
No, of course.
Well, can you tell us a little about your work, Bobby, please?
Psychic medium, tuning into the other side. I really like showing people and having them feel, you know, oftentimes we're always describing how it is that we feel to them and what we're sensing and that type of thing. And I always like to make sure that the person can sense it and feel it as well, because really all the power is in them. I'm seeing it in them. And if I can get them that much more in touch with what they're going through as well, I think it kind of helps lead them on the path a little bit so they can start to begin to do it themselves. But otherwise, I absolutely enjoy the coaching and especially the medium aspect of everything. And I know I said this already, but I too do love Maureen. So, yeah.
Well,
I don't know
so
if we made that clear.
I'm jealous. I am like jealous.
All.
No, you didn't let me finish. I too, gosh, you guys interrupted me. I too love Maureen and Brenda as equally as much as what I was trying to say, and then you guys all interrupted. So,
what about me?
Again, Maureen and Brenda and Steve, every one of you.
So much love. I so much love here.
It's a love fest. We like the love.
There's lots of love, but there's going to be lots of astrology as well, because we have Consi Malasoma with us. Now, I'll just introduce you to Consi. She's an intuitive astrologer, and she serves clients in Las Vegas and San Francisco Bay areas, and also the Puget Sound area, which I don't know of, but I know that Consi also speaks to clients all over the world, and she does a wonderful job explaining natal charts and also how the transits can actually affect our lives. You know, astrology is really about free will and the ability to live and learn through the lessons and challenges that come our way. But I know that Consi also practices Chinese astrology, and she reviews Chinese and Western astrology. She's also a life coach and a feng shui consultant. So she has a really strong spiritual insight that's not purely focused upon astrology. So she's just got so much to offer. If you'd like to know more about Consi's work, please visit her website, consimalasomadesign.com. That's consimalasomadesign.com. Well, Consi, welcome to the show.
Well, thank you, Steve. Hey, everybody. Thank you for the great introduction. I appreciate it. I think you covered all the bases. Perfect.
Wonderful. Well, thank you, Consi. We're so pleased to have you with us this evening, Consi. We did a show last week on astrology, so we're excited to continue the learning. You know that I'm personally very interested in astrology, so we're very much excited about the show. I wanted to start, Consi, by just asking you if you could help us understand how a person's natal chart reveals their life issues, and maybe a flavor as well for the different houses of the natal chart.
Okay. Well, as we all know, as probably some of your listeners are aware, astrology is a very robust subject, and there's a lot involved. We are constantly in motion in the universe with all these planets moving around us. Even though the sun is the center of our universe, astrology looks at the Earth because we occupy Earth as the center of the chart. So it makes us look like we are the center of the universe, though we know we are not. So with all of these planets that are out there in outer space floating around us, things are always constantly in change. Nothing remains constant. I think that's what I love about astrology. It's very dynamic. So what I thought I would do, because there's so much to cover, and there's so many piece parts, I thought I'd just briefly mention each sign, though a lot of you out there probably know the signs, but I'll just give you an idea of what the sign means in terms of the part of the body that it applies to. And I'm saying this specifically because it helps when I look at a person's chart to see where they may have a weakness in their body. And I'll also mention the houses, what the different houses mean. I hope that will work. So I'll just dive right in, and I'll start
off
with
those. That sounds great, Consi. Go ahead. We're all ears.
Okay, so I'm going to start off with talking about the astrology signs. So the first sign that we always look at that rules the first house is Aries. Aries rules the head, eyes, face, scalp, and brain. It rules the first house. It is a fire sign. And I love crystals. So I'm going to mention that the crystal that matches up is usually a rose quartz or a garnet, or a tiger's eye. Those are some of and the first house that Aries rules is yourself. It's the persona, personality, your body, your physical appearance, and your early childhood. Okay, that's the first house, Aries. The second sign is Taurus. Taurus rules the throat, thyroid, voice, vocal cords, and neck. So if I have a client or I meet a person who has a predominant Taurus, they have planets either in the second house, or they have a Taurus birthday or a Taurus rising sign, time of birth, they are people who are usually very gifted. They love the arts. Aries is ruled by Mars. Taurus is ruled by Venus. So they have an aesthetic for the arts and music.
Consi, I have a question for you.
Yes.
You know, when you look at a person's astrological wheel or their natal chart, okay, as you said, the different houses are governed by the different signs of the zodiac. So a second house is governed by Taurus.
Correct.
And having a lot of planets in that house can indicate some of those qualities of Taurus, so perhaps a sensitivity around the throat. But isn't each person's astrological wheel different in the sense that actually they could have their second house in Capricorn?
Yes. Okay. And I will address that. You're right. I think the easiest way is when I talk about Aries, we go through the houses. Aries belongs to the first house, Taurus to the second house. If I have a client who is, let's say they're a Pisces, they have a Pisces birthday in March, early part of March. However, their birthday, their sun sign appears on the wheel in the first house. The first house is a fire sign, Aries. It's ruled by Aries. It tells me that even though this person is a water sign in Pisces, because of the placement of their sun on their personal chart, they're probably a lot more outgoing. They probably have some fieriness to their nature. And so people may not really identify that they're a Pisces personality. They may not realize that they're Pisces until they get to know them better. Because Pisces people are very contemplative, very sensitive people. I don't mean to pick on Pisces out there because I love Pisces. I always say they're the garbage collectors of humanity. The Pisces are the compassionate people who always cheer for the underdog. So you're absolutely right. Where the person's individual chart, their birth time, and of course having their exact birth time gives you more accuracy, wherever their sun sign falls within these different houses, it can be flavored by which sign owns that house. Was that clear? Did that make sense?
Made sense to me.
Good. Hey.
It absolutely does make sense, but somebody was just tapping my shoulder.
Oh, okay. So what I want people to understand listening to us is, even though you may be a Gemini or Libra or Capricorn or Taurus or whatever sign you're born under, your sun sign is born under, if it appears in a different house, there could be some relationship, there could be some influence of what that house, who owns the house. Now, the other thing about, since we're talking about planets and the effect of planets, I started talking about all the different signs, and maybe that's just too long to go that direction. But I find most people just, when they find out I'm an astrologer, they always immediately ask, well, who should I love? And how's money going to be for me? And, you know, that's, it's always the love or the money question that seems to come up. And the planets do help us to determine if they're going to have maybe a difficult year or they're going to have a fabulous, abundant year. And there are two houses that if some of your listeners already have their charts, they've already had a reading and they have their chart in front of them or they have it at home. The second house is always about money that you earn. So it's real estate, possessions, even gambling at the lottery, buying a lottery ticket, believe it or not, is ruled in the second house. So if you have Jupiter, the planet Jupiter up in the sky, transiting your second house, oftentimes that means you've got a little extra luck on your side. So it might end up being a better year than the previous year when Jupiter was not in the second house. So where the planets up above us, above our head, out there in the universe, wherever they're moving to, if you find out that Jupiter is in, let's say, Gemini, and Jupiter will be going into Gemini June 11th. For all of you Geminis out there that are listening to this, you have a little extra boost coming up this summer, June 11th. So let's say that on an individual's chart, Gemini rules is on the cusp of the second house. So that could be that they're coming into a pay raise, a new job position. Their house price may improve. I mean, this is a difficult market right now, but things could be changing with Jupiter. Now, the other house of money is the eighth house, but that's money that you inherit or through lawsuits or through your partner or, well, inheritance would probably be the best way to put it, a trust fund. So if you have a family member that's elderly who you know has left you some inheritance, it could be when, and I'll pick on Jupiter again, the planet of abundance, when Jupiter is passing through the eighth house, whatever your eighth house is. So let's say your eighth house, the sign on that cusp is, I'll pick Gemini again. So let's say your eighth house is Gemini. It could be that this summer when Jupiter goes into Gemini, you may have some sort of a windfall or a job. You know, it could be an inheritance of some type or a lawsuit. So what you commented on about how the planets can affect our lives or can make things kind of change, they could get better, they could get a little more challenging. I know you and I have spoken about Pluto. Pluto is, in Greek mythology, the god of transformation. And where Pluto appears in your individual personal natal chart, often there is some sort of transformation that will be happening in your life in this lifetime. Now, right now, Pluto has recently, within the year, moved into Capricorn, the sign of Capricorn. And Steve, I know you're a Capricorn. We've discussed this. So Pluto brings to, I think as an astrologer, Pluto brings opportunity to look at the way things that you've done have not worked for you and to change it up and improve and see what the year holds for you and get rid of your old habits. Because it's a very transforming planet. When Pluto was transiting the sign of, when it was in Sagittarius, which it was for 23 years, we saw a massive explosion in the housing industry and the banking industry. When Pluto moved into Capricorn, and Capricorn rules money and banking, we all, and most astrologers immediately saw this is where the shift took on. This is where there was a contraction of business and banking and the stock market and the housing market. I don't think I need to really embellish on that part.
And Conti, how long will Pluto be in Capricorn for?
15 years.
15 years.
15 okay. years. But,
so,
again...
But Conti, just so... Pluto, for example, is always somewhere in a person's chart. It's always in one part of our chart. But you're saying we should be conscious of which part of our chart Pluto is actually transiting.
Correct. Correct. We can talk about how these planets affect the collective consciousness, the planet at large. We can always go there. For an individual, for your listeners, or for yourself, when you know... When you have a sense of your chart, you know what your birth time is, which is called your ascendant. You know where your sun sign is sitting. And then you look at where the planets are traveling, what sign the planets are in. So because I'm saying Pluto's now gone into Capricorn, it's a very slow moving planet. It will be there 15 years transiting Capricorn. You would look at your chart and look and see what house is Capricorn in and where is your natal Pluto. And
so can I ask you, Conti, for example, if a person has their sun in Capricorn, either their sun sign is Capricorn and it's in the fourth house, and Pluto is moving through the fourth house, was moving through Capricorn, or for that person, the fourth house. What are the potential scenarios?
Okay, That's a great question. A couple of things. Because Pluto is very slow moving and an outer planet, we don't consider Pluto a personal planet. It doesn't mean we're not affected by what Pluto might be, where Pluto might be falling on our chart. But Pluto is so far away from us and so far out there. It, in your scenario and your question, if it's transiting, Pluto is transiting over your house where your sun sign, your birthday is located, I would say that there has been an energy building up of some significant change in your personal life and probably in your fourth house, which is your family, your home, could be real estate, and it could be it's your psychological foundation is the fourth house. So if your question was, if your sun sign sets in the fourth house in Capricorn, because you're a Capricorn birthday, and Pluto happens to be passing over your sun sign in the fourth house, those are the areas of your life that you could see some changes coming or starting to come. They'll be slow in coming. It's not like Uranus. Uranus is very fast and quick. Pluto's a lot slower moving planet.
And continue, if when we look at our chart as well and we see that a planet is transiting through a certain part of the chart, so we're talking about Pluto transiting the sun in Capricorn in the fourth house.
Right.
Given that the planets themselves in the natal chart have a particular energy or significance, presumably we should pay attention to how the planet, such as Pluto, moving through the chart actually affects the planets in that part of the chart. So if Pluto is passing through, is transiting past a person's natal sun, then, and the natal sun is a person's essence, what they are at the core, then presumably Pluto will cause that person to question their essence or what their role is in the world or whether they're on the right path, things like that. Is that correct?
It could. Yes, it is correct. And I could add to what you commented on. Because we're picking on the planet Pluto, every planet has a different energy to it, has a different meaning to it. Pluto is about soul growth. It's about compulsions. It's about passion. Has a little bit, it's about transformation. And in the house that Pluto is within your own personal natal chart, it can also show where you can experience a death, a rebirth, or a transformation of your attitude. Or it could also mean a change where you change habits. Remember I said earlier, when Pluto is transforming over your sun sign, that it could mean that you are going through some personal changes of your own, like some belief patterns that you've held on to no longer apply. Does that make sense?
Does that answer
your question? But let's talk about that. You mentioned the sun sign, and the sun is your essence. It is your self-expression. It is your will. And wherever the sun appears in your chart, it's where you will most immediately have a sense of creating what you want. Whichever house. The moon, our personal moon, is your past life energy. How you operate emotionally.
Really?
Are you there?
Yes. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can. So how you operate emotionally,
your
feelings,
your point there,
intuition.
Conti, that the moon represents in some way our past lives.
It does, absolutely. Past life energy, how you operate emotionally, feelings, intuition. I'll add on a little story. This is something not many people know. And I have a lot of tidbits of information like this because I'm very interested in this subject. If you are born with a Pisces sun or a Pisces moon, all right, if you're born with a Pisces sun or a Pisces moon, not necessarily where it's located in the chart, just if you have a Pisces sun or Pisces moon, the energy you were born into this life is that you may have a difficult relationship with your mother. It doesn't mean the mother's this crazy bad person. It means that your energy coming in to this vibration at this lifetime is that there were some previous karmic lessons. It could be that you have a mother who's very distant. It could be that the mother is not available because she's out traveling the world. There are many reasons of that. It doesn't mean a person is abusive. And this is, not many people know this. And I find it so fascinating because when I have a Pisces client, there are always issues around the mother. So I wanted to share that story.
That's,
I like to illustrate. I'm going to go ahead.
Conti, what else should we look out for in our chart? So we've talked a little about Pluto, and okay, we've talked about Pisces moon. And I know you mentioned before that everybody wants to know about their love life. What indicators are there in the natal chart and in the and in the transits of the planets ongoing that can indicate meeting a partner or falling in love, for example?
Okay. All right. Let's talk about relationships. That's a great subject with astrology.
It's one everybody wants to know about.
That's right. We all need to know. We all need the love. Absolutely. I agree. So in astrology, the house that best personifies relationship is the seventh house. The seventh house is owned by Libra. Libra is the birth date that comes up in September 23rd to October 22nd. Okay, those are the Libra time frames. Libra is an air sign and is ruled by Venus, the goddess of love, as well as Taurus. Taurus and Libra both share Venus as their planet, their ruling planet. When Venus is transiting the seventh house, or if Venus is placed in the seventh house, or a person's moon is in the seventh house, I usually find that that's someone who, or if they have a Libra, or if they are a Libra, I find these are people who really enjoy and love to be in a connected relationship. They're happiest when they're in love. When there are difficult transits, such as Saturn. Now, I call Saturn the disciplinarian of the cosmos, the planet Saturn, the sign, the planet Saturn. Saturn rules Capricorn. Saturn is a planet that contracts. It loves routine. It's very traditional. It doesn't like things sudden. It's not a planet that likes things that happen the spur of the moment, right? I just want to give you a, kind of the basis of a Saturn.
When Saturn governs Capricorn, doesn't it?
It does. Saturn rules Capricorn. When Saturn transits the seventh house of your natal chart, if Saturn in the sky is transiting your seventh house, whatever that sign is. Right now, Saturn is in Libra. For those of you who have Libra in the seventh house on your chart, that's a great time to get married, believe it or not. It's a great time to get married. And Saturn is usually in a sign about, it lasts about 2.5 years. Saturn goes completely around the chart probably on average every 29, 28 years. When I do a reading with a new client, these are the planets I look at. I look at where their sun sign is. I look at what their ascendant or rising sign is, their personality. I look where their moon is, and I look at where their Saturn is.
And Conti, I've got a great question that's just come to mind, given that we're Psychic Access, so we're sponsored by Psychic Access, and that, you know, our listeners are very interested in psychic work and the development of their psychic ability.
Okay.
What
indicators
are there in the chart about psychic development?
Yes, absolutely. The areas of their charts, if they have their charts, if they're familiar with their charts, would be the 12th house, which is ruled by Pisces. Pisces is psychic, very psychic, very intuitive, very emotional, sensitive. Also, if they have a lot of planets, or if they have their sun sign, their natal, their birth sun sign sitting in the 12th house, These are usually people who are very intuitive. They feel people before they understand and really get to know people. They actually feel people. The moon in Pisces, no matter where it sits, is also a very strong psychic barometer. And Scorpio, the eighth house. A moon sitting, a natal moon, client's individual's moon, sitting in their eighth house, which is actually where my moon sits. It's in the eighth house. I have a Pisces moon in the eighth house. And I don't consider myself psychic, but when I start doing a reading on a chart, all of a sudden I see things happening on the chart comes alive to me. The other indicator answering your question would be, believe it or not, Uranus, which rules Aquarius. Uranus rules astrology and the esoteric field. So if you have a heavy Uranian or Aquarian type of chart, let's say you're born with an Aquarius birthday, think if you had an Aquarian birthday, you're an Aquarian and your Aquarius birthday sits in the 12th house. I mean, that's someone who absolutely embraces and loves astrology, any type of astrology, any type of mediumship, any type of psychic training, they pursue that. So I would say the Scorpios, the Pisces, the 12th house, the 8th house, even a little bit of the 11th house, and wherever their Uranus Aquarian signs are, or where they're, if they have Aquarian predominant in their chart. Whenever I meet an Aquarian and they find out I'm an astrologer, they're all over it. I mean, they ask me so many questions. They're such a curious mind. I mean, they're just really, but as far as the just intuitive side, it's always the water signs that have that intuition, that little extra, you know, I call that little extra gene. The Cancers, the Scorpios, and the Pisces. And I tell a lot of Pisces go into being massage therapists, healers, nursing. And I always tell them, you know, to protect themselves, to set up, you know, a psychic protection, to be very careful because they can absorb, you know, the negativity from their clients. Another little known, this is not in the books necessarily, but it's something I've run into in my practice over the years. Virgos, believe it or not, Virgos have a little psychic hit to them. Virgos are very sensitive people. And that sensitivity raises an awareness that they have when they walk into a room. I believe that Virgos really check out and scope out what's going on in that space before they become comfortable. I don't know if you have Virgo friends, but just ask them. Ask your Virgo friends.
Well, my ascendant is Virgo. I'm Capricorn with Virgo rising.
There's always a sensitivity there. And I really, really think under that, all that sensitivity, they have kind of this psychic antennae that goes off. I think they pick up the vibes. And of course,
isn't that interesting though, Constance, because Virgo is an earth sign, isn't it?
It is. It is an earth sign. But you know, it rules the sixth house. And sixth house is health, your health habits, it's illness, it's service, it's discipline. It's a diet, your work routine, and we can talk about the job market too, if you'd like, because that's also a subject that's, I think, that's been a strong issue coming up, and people are interested in that right now with the times, the way they've been.
Well, Conti, we're going to take a short commercial break, and then when we come back, let's talk about indications of the best professions or careers for people to pursue based upon what they might do in their chart.
Okay, perfect. I look forward to coming back. Thank you.
We'll be back in one moment.
A new era in psychic services has begun. PsychicAccess.com.
You can connect with our psychic advisors by telephone or chat 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. All of our psychic advisors are interviewed, fully verified, and accuracy tested, assuring you quality service. We're living in some very troubled times right now. More and more, the world's problems are affecting us on a personal level. You don't have to deal with this alone. Our highly accurate psychics, caring advisors, and talented mediums can help with situations you are currently experiencing and can let you know what the future may hold for you. All new customers get a free 6-minute reading. All you have to do is register. Why not visit us now and get a free reading at psychicaccess.com?
Well, welcome back, Conti. Conti, we said we would talk about indicators of the most suitable career or profession, but before I ask you that question, I've got another, actually.
Okay.
You know, Conti, we're psychic access is all about psychic ability, and
yes.
So we're all fascinated by metaphysics and our spirituality, our spiritual growth. And yes. We have fascinating discussions on the radio show each week. Now, one of the things we talk about is the fact that we're guided in life by the spirit world, by the universe, or by God, whichever term or terms we want to use. And one of the things that really strikes me and fascinates me about astrology is the accuracy of it, and the fact that when you look at a person's natal chart, it's as though the planets were positioned to reflect that person's unique essence or their unique expression of divinity.
Right.
What are your beliefs behind astrology? So philosophically, what are your views?
Okay, well, you understand that's a very loaded question, right? Because there are many, many, many aspects to astrology that we could look at. So I'm going to try to be as succinct as I can on this.
Okay.
So when you're looking at a person's general nature, their basic behavior, their basic personality, I have learned more through my clients than through reading books and taking courses and attending conferences. I have learned that especially your sun sign, your moon sign, and your personality. It's almost as if we came into this earth, and people who are psychic or astrologers, we do believe that there's a life after death and that there's a karmic, there's karma. And the karmic is that we come into this lifetime sort of clearing up and cleaning out from previous lifetimes. And on a natal chart, the south and the north node, they're kind of a funny looking hieroglyphic. They're like a upside down with little marks on the bottom, almost not quite like the Leo hieroglyphic. But the north and the south, they're both considered your previous life, your karmic background, and what you have to take care of in this life. And I think I look at not only planets, but I look at the energy of the element of the planet. I have found that people who have a lot of fire in their chart, like they have planets in the fiery charts, for those of you who may want a little refresher, Aries, Leos, and Sagittarius. Those people have a way of going through life with a lot of emotion, drama, theatrics, like Leo's, got a little drama going on, call little drama queens. People who are out there front and center, they don't back off from life. They want to make a difference. They can be overbearing. So I think if you kind of look at that, it's like this person came into this life to take care of business. Okay, let's pick on the earth sign. So the earth would be your Capricorns, your Virgos, and your Capricorns, Taurus, and Virgos. All right? Earth is about consistency. taking care of business, following through, groundedness, being grounded to the planet. Money, usually Earth deals with money, like the second house is owned by Taurus. That's a money house. You know, how you earn it, what you do with it, how you take care of it, money, money, money. So the Earth people are people who aren't very, they're not usually drama queens. You can tell earthy people from fire people. And I think that innate sense of whatever the element is that they have in their chart, predominant in their chart, it seems to have helped or gotten in their way in their life. So let's look at the water signs, because the water, remember I said, have a lot of psychic ability to them. You know, still waters run deep is a very popular expression, and it means a lot. So the water would be your Pisces, your Cancers, your Scorpio people. Emotional. These are people who connect very deeply and are extremely sensitive. So they have to really be careful, and we're going to talk about this, about the professions that they choose because they're so sensitive. And then the last sign we have is the air sign. Well, do we need to talk about the air sign? My God, these people never shut up. They're you gotta love the air. They're thinkers. They go through life digesting information, thinking about it, talking about it, reading about it. They're the communicators of the astros. So whatever the energy or synergy of your chart is, that's sort of how you've passed through life. That's how you've interacted with other people. That's where you've gone in your professional world. I don't think a person who has a strong water or has a lot of planets in water in their chart would be an actor front and center stage, because I don't think they would be comfortable in that realm. Does that answer the question somewhat? I know there's much more to the question. I mean, it goes on many, many other levels.
Conti, I'm really interested to ask you as well. You know, we talk a lot about sun signs, don't we? And you mentioned many different signs, but I know that Taurus is often associated with good financial management.
Right.
But we have to look at the whole chart, don't we? Because
yes.
I had a partner that was Taurus, and just incredibly mean with money. I mean, miserly, like you couldn't imagine. Is that typical of Taurus, or is that reflected more in the depths of a person's chart?
Well, okay, we all need to look at the total aspects of where all the planets are sitting within the chart. So just to pick on the sun sign or just to discuss the moon sign is not the full story. The sun sign gets a lot of press because a lot of people identify with this singular description of you're a sun sign in Leo, so you must be outgoing. You're a sun sign in Pisces, so you must be a healer. If you deep further into the astrology world, we all know that even people born at the same time at different parts of the world are not going to turn out to be the same because there's other factors. It's not just your chart. You also look at opportunity. You look at your ancestors, where you've come from. You look at where you were born into, what country, what demographic, what economic. So, I mean, there's so many things. I think the chart, though, is very telling, and you commented on that early, that you were just amazed that you can pick out issues in a person's life by looking at their chart. I had a client, this happened about 8 years ago. I had moved with my husband at the time to Las Vegas. The man was in Sacramento. He heard about me, called me, sight unseen, wanted to come and have a reading. As I recall, he had a lot of Scorpio in his chart, and the planets in Scorpio fell in the fourth and fifth house, which is home and family and children and love affairs and expression and all of that. And I didn't know anything about him except his chart. We didn't discuss his life, what he was doing. So he flew down to Vegas, came in, and I met him, looked at his chart, and I asked him a few questions. He was in his 50s at the time, and he was having difficulty with a girlfriend much younger than himself, and he'd been married. And I looked at him and I said, given what I can tell about your chart, I didn't go into a lot of detail, but I said, I would say that you came from an abusive home and that you are an abuser. This man sat there stunned and he started to cry.
And is that partly reflected by the positioning of Pluto in the natal chart, Consi? Because I read a book explaining that the location of Pluto in the chart can reveal issues like that.
I don't recall that it was heavily so much the Pluto as it was about the Scorpio and where the Scorpio planets were sitting. The Scorpio planets, and I'm going to address that about Pluto. If you know of people or any of your listeners are even married to people or are this way, something I will say, addressing your question, your comment about Pluto, when I see a sun sign, someone in a sun sign, no matter where it is in the chart, well, the eighth house might ramp it up a bit. If I see a sun sign that is right next to their natal Pluto, okay, so the two are within 6 degrees of each other on their natal chart. Oftentimes, that is a person who has a very explosive personality. They have a quick temper. They lash out at people because it's Pluto is plutonium, which is very quick and sudden and destructive. If you know the characteristics of Pluto. And Pluto was the god of the underworld. He killed his children. He sent them under the ground and into the ocean. I mean, this is a very strong, and I do use the word passionate, but it's a very strong, transformative planet. And when it sits on top of a sun sign, that's what I have seen manifest. So those of
you... Bobby, one of our co-hosts, Bobby, has a quick question for you. So I'm going to ask Bobby to just give you his question. And then I wanted to ask you before we wrap up, Consi, a little about the universal astrological transits and what we might expect in the world in the next couple of years. But go ahead, Bobby, with your question.
Hi, Consi. How are you?
Hi. Nice meeting you.
Yeah, you as well. This is such an amazing art, I think. And like you said, you don't consider yourself psychic, which I find is interesting as well, but pouring all this into it. So if you – just real quickly, so I know the answer to this, or at least what my perception is, but what is your belief on – so we've labeled somebody as – so they're an abuser and they are this, and the planet's lined up and makes them this type of person. It almost seems like that puts a lid on any type of change that can take place within them, or is that just – here's who you are and here's what's happened, and then these planets line up to help you change that. Is that how that might work?
Or? It does. Well, that's a great question. I mean, all of these are great questions that you're coming up with, and I think many people have similar thoughts and questions. The best way to address this is that astrology is about free will. It's saying that you come in, you're born into this world. It's even believed in many circles of those of us who do healing work and those of us who have studied the metaphysical world is that we are energy beings and we actually pick our parents. I don't know if some of you out there have heard this. Some of you believe it, don't believe it, but that is not a new thought.
No, it's a new age. It's one of the new age beliefs that go around about that as well. Yeah,
it is. And I've had people stunned and say, are you kidding me? Including myself. Are you kidding me? No, I didn't pick my mother. And I have a Pisces moon. So there we go, folks. But anyway, it's all about free will. And because everything is constantly in a vibrational move, there's no direct line, as you know, as psychics, we're in time and space. We don't have line A to B. There's nothing linear. Everything is cyclical. That's why I love the moon. The moon's cycles, and we haven't covered the moon. We haven't even gone there. I had a whole conversation about the moon. That's another good barometer to use for your life, for what's going on.
I just think some people can just. I've heard people go, "Well, I'm an Aries. That's just the way we are, right?" And they label it and they create that identity around that, thinking, and it just feels so limiting to me every time I hear them.
It is. Yeah, absolutely, it is, because remember, your sun sign is only one portion. It's a big part. It's the essence of who you are. But you've got so much going on behind that sun sign. You've got Venus somewhere hanging out. You've got Mercury communicating. You have Pluto being strong and pulling some transformative stuff. You have, to me, it's like a story. I like to look at astrology as a story. You're the main. You have the main role, and you get to take these planets and find out about yourself. And you need to learn about that and say, okay, in this area of my life, I have some challenges, but I've got so much more going on that is a benefit to me. That's why I have studied numerology, Chinese astrology, tarot cards, because I knew that these are all snapshots of who we all are. And you cannot take just one snapshot. There's several dimensions to all of us, and they're interesting dimensions. We're beings of energy. I mean, you can't say one flat remark. I'm an Aries, so yeah. I hope that added to what your comment was, because I just really think the free will is as things change, as planets are moving, we have a chance to grow. This opportunity is so powerful for us to come, and these times that we're in, there's so much changing right now, and I'll address that. The planet is going through a great shift, and I think all of you psychics really are feeling it. I think you're feeling it. You've got to be feeling it. Pluto just changed signs. Neptune doesn't move for 165 years. Neptune just entered Pisces. Huge.
Wow.
We've got a lot of, this is about consciousness. This is about emotions. This is a watery planet going into water. Neptune is now, it owns Pisces. But we also
does that mean that psychics will be in big demand?
I think you know what it means? It means that psychics are going to, they're going to be more understanding, belief. More people are seeking out answers. They're understanding that as things appear is not how they are, that there's a lot more going on under the surface. I think all of the metaphysical world, people who are healers, people who are doing massage therapy, hypnotherapists, this is a wonderful time and opportunity on this planet for people to be open and to look for and find out more about who they're about. And go with the flow. Go with the ebb and flow of nature and the planet.
Let me say to you that this has been an absolutely fascinating show. You have shared so much with us, but I know from your work that we could talk for hours. We could have you every week and find new things to talk about. But you're a wonderful lady, Consi, and tell us, before we wrap up, can you tell us just briefly, how can people find out about your work?
Okay, well, my website is, you spelled it, it's M as in Mary, Consi, C-O-N-S-Y, M as in Mary, A-L-A, S as in Sam, O, M as in Mary, A.com, or ConsiMalasomaDesign.com. I do offer long distance consultations. I do have Skype. We can do it over the phone, with the internet. I mean, there's no boundaries. It's boundless. I also provide for all of my clients, I provide Granddaddy Power Days. And I believe I did yours, Steve. And what it is, it's based on your personal chart. So everybody's different. This is unique to you. It applies for every year. It's the powerful time based on the cusp of what's on your 11th house. And I calculate it out. And it's the best time of the year for each individual to set their own personal intentions. I've been doing it for years now. And I go back and I look and see where I've been and where I am today. It's unbelievable. And I'm a very big believer in goal setting, intention setting. Find out about yourself. Pull in people around you. Get to know, you know, go have massages. Get a little hypnotherapy done. Have a psychic. I mean, this is a good time. This is, we're just primed for this. The planet is in the right position. Neptune and Chiron going into Pisces. Oh, my goodness. I mean, huge. This is huge.
It's huge. It's an exciting time, Conti. You're an exciting guest. I want to thank you so much for joining us, Conti. It's been absolutely fascinating. And we've enjoyed so much all of your insight about astrology.
Well, thank you so much for having me. We didn't even talk the moon. We'll do that next time.
Yeah, we want you back for sure. Now, thank you again and have a wonderful evening. And for those of you that were listening, if you want to listen back to all of that wonderful information, remember that you can go to the psychicaccesstalkradio.com homepage and you can click on the archives link and listen to the show again. I know that when we have a wonderful guest, I always want to go back and learn and listen over and over. So we'll certainly do that with this show and the last show we had on astrology. So please do check out those archives. Now, before we move on, I'd like to make a few brief announcements. Stay tuned for the second half of the show. We will be giving free on-air readings with our gifted psychic. So we'll give you the call-in number a little bit later on. So be sure to have your pen and paper ready. And if you were unable to catch our show on astrology last week, as I said, go to the archive link on our homepage. Please do feel free as well to circulate the archive links and future show details to your friends and family. We really want to connect with as many people as we can, so do go ahead and share those links. Now, if you haven't visited psychicbloggers.com, please do visit that site. And there's a huge amount of information about reincarnation and psychic development, all manner of things. And if you're interested in a reading from the best professional psychics on the net, go to psychicaccess.com. You'll find that all of the psychics are verified, accuracy tested, and they have their own unique gifts. And each psychic also has a profile that you can review so that you can learn about their services and choose the person that you feel can best meet your needs. I want to say thank you to Doug, as always, for managing everything behind the scenes. He's got great expectations of all of the psychics and of Psychic Access. Mm-hmm. Now, all of the co-hosts on the radio show are available at Psychic Access as well. So if you'd like a personal reading from one of us, please do visit us. We'd love to hear you. If you have a website of your own, remember that you can earn 50 cents a minute on readings that are referred from your website through to Psychic Access. If you'd like more information about that exciting offer, please go to psychicaccess.com/webmasters. And if you like our show, please invite your friends and family. Join us in the chat room for the Psychic Viewpoint. There's something for everybody, so please help us to spread the word. Now, before we talk, or before the co-hosts discuss the subject, I want to give you the telephone number to call in a little later for the readings. It's 724-444-4851. That's 724-444-4851. So do give us a call. Now, I want to ask you, Maureen, about karmic astrology. Are you with us, Maureen?
Yes, I'm sorry. I was talking to myself just a little bit.
No problem.
It was a fantastic, fantastic guest, and she was very great energy. Yes, I think it would be great to have her back. But with that said, the karmic astrology, like I said, it's been a long time since and I've been really inspired since these last two shows to really get back into it, you know, into the dirt of this, not the dirt, but really get my teeth back into this, because it's bringing back a lot of good feelings for me, because I learned the old, back in the day, things were different. So I put, you know, as I mentioned last week, I would do a chart very rarely. For 3 months it would take me to do it or interpret. But the karmic astrology, for me, I found Now, this is many years ago. I was talking about the south nodes and the north nodes. And I'm not in the chat room right now. I don't want to stir up a bunch of stuff because people were getting a little confused, I think, with what I was saying. But I'm trying to going to keep this simple. But those are the nodes. The south node is like symbolic of man's past. So the nodes, even though the planets are all important and all that, which they absolutely are, but the karmic astrology has a lot to do with where we were talking about. I remember I was saying the south node, but I didn't go into the karmic part of it. Whereas, so you have the south node being about the past, and that would be past lives. And then the north node is symbol of the future. So if you're a good interpreter, I'm not going to be able to interpret or even articulate at this point, if you can follow me on it. But I just wanted to put it out there because there is some very good reading material, and I have books that are 20 years old on this, but it was very fascinating when I did my own chart, and I'm not going to go into it, but it was fascinating how much, because of some of my journey has been very interesting, to say the least, difficult. I'm not complaining. I'm not whining. But it just clicked. It made so much sense with what my chart or the progressions that I've had through the years, how it just makes so much sense. So the karmic levels of the south node, it's really important to pay attention to the nodes. I guess what I'm getting at has to do with the karmic and for the future and the past, which can really help bring together a lot of other parts into the chart. There you have it.
Well, thank you, Maureen. Thank you. It's very interesting to get everybody's perspectives. It's just wonderful. Now, Brenda, can you tell us a little bit about Chinese astrology? So does a person's Chinese astrology sign have similar aspects to their Western astrology sign?
Well, you know, and I think that would be a great guest for a future show is somebody who's into Chinese astrology. But I found it fascinating when I looked at it because the Chinese astrology, of course, it goes on the birth of your year of birth. It's not like so specific like date, you know, when you're born, the time of your birth and the place of your birth. It's just like if you're born in 1958, you'll be, you know, a certain sign. If you're born in 1954, you'll be one certain sign. For example, if you're a dog, then there's all different elements to the Chinese astrology, which I feel they mesh up very well with the astrological signs. And she was talking about how, you know, like Leos are the fire signs and they're very emotional. And then if you match up your Chinese astrology, I'll take myself as an example. I'm a dog, but I'm an earth dog, but I'm also an earth sign, which I'm a Capricorn. So I've found a lot of similarities in comparing my own astrological sign with the Chinese astrology too. And I think
Brenda, do you know which year it is at the moment in Chinese astrology? Because you, as you said, you're the dog. I'm the tiger, I think, in Chinese astrology.
It's the new year is going to be the dragon.
The dragon. Well, that's very interesting because I teach a mediumship mm-hmm. circle on Tuesday evenings, and we keep on seeing dragons in meditation.
Yeah, it's going to be the year of the dragon.
Wonderful.
Dragon is very mystical too. It's kind of like an earth fire, like a giant salamander type creature, you know.
Yeah, so I'd like to learn about Vedic astrology as well. I'm sure that's brilliant. Well, thank you, Brenda. Now, Bobby, what are your views on astrology?
It always comes down to that, doesn't it? Everybody's like, all this information, Bobby.
Bobby, what do you think?
You know, I think I understood more this week, rather just because of paying attention to last week's guest, and then, you know, you kind of hear information. And obviously doing what it is that we do, I can get a feel into where this is coming from, what it's about, and that type of thing. And I really enjoyed it tonight, even though I was lost on all of the houses, and I'm still lost. I think I'm beginning to understand the ascendant and descendant. There's just so much information I could never. For me, it's easier just to talk to dead people. You know what I mean? They just come through, tell me what they got to tell me, and that's it. But it's just there's so much information. And I do find it fascinating. And like I say, I've really come to realize, as she was saying, this is like a huge art, I think. And I can see it back in, you know, like Roman days where there would be the astrologist. And I think people who are in the healing profession would go to an astrologist to get more information, gather and take, and then spread that more to the masses. You know what I mean? I think that's kind of what I believe Brenda was asking me that last week. Don't you think this could be so much more helpful in your work and such? And when I kind of had that little flash like that, then I could understand a little bit more the place of astrology. You know what I mean?
Absolutely. It's fascinating. There's, you know, Bobby, the thing I love about the work that we do is that there's learning for eternity. There's so right. much to go into. It's just fascinating.
Yeah, absolutely. It really is.
Well, Maureen, why are you so fascinated by Saturn? I know that you're very interested in the planet Saturn. I'm intrigued to ask why.
Well, because I, you know what, I really wanted to have my mind straight tonight. But many, many years ago, I found this wonderful book when I was doing the charts. You know, like I said, it would take me months. And this book was called Saturn, A New Look at an Old Devil. And now, don't get me wrong, you guys, it's not anything bad about that. But because my Saturn is in Capricorn and it's in the 12th house, I thought that was interesting. So I did some checking on it. Not only that, it fascinates me how accurate, and this is what my natal chart I'm talking about, not a progression, but how accurate things are. I mean, it's amazing to me. Like, even for when you get Saturn in Capricorn alone, there's, you know, difficulties in certain areas of the body. She was talking about that. And I mean, go figure. I mean, some of my things are with, just with Sun and Saturn and Capricorn would be skeleton, the skeleton part, and knees, which I've had knee surgery, and skin, which I had stage 3 melanoma cancer. Melanoma with skin, you know, come on. But also, there's a lot of hard lessons, and it comes, a lot of that also goes back into past lives. But because it's such, well, you know, that's why she talked about Saturn and the Capricorn and all that, but mine being in the 12th house, I found it so intriguing how clearly it was. It's not a bunch of hokey pokey stuff going on there, because some of my journeys have been pretty interesting, I'll put it that way, with anything. So when I was, you know, doing and researching and studying it, I was self-taught. I was amazed, and I have a book from the 1930s I found at a bookstore that it was amazing how it was just so right on. And even when you get the squares or trines and all that, even with my chart, it was absolutely incredible. And Saturn is a hard planet.
Maureen, my perfect evening, I'm a bit sad, but my perfect evening is to sit with a glass of red wine and read about the aspects, and I'm just obsessed with it.
You're going to have fun. It's going to be trippy. I love the fact that you're really going for this stuff, and you're getting self-taught as well. You're self-teaching yourself, aren't you?
Well, I'm trying my best.
Well, you're going to do well, but check out that Saturn stuff. I mean, it's really interesting. And and you being a Capricorn, mine is in Capricorn, in the 12th house, it makes all sense. It just spells it all out.
It does. It's just incredible. Well,
it is incredible.
Thank you, Maureen. And
you're welcome.
You've got so much to share. And Brenda, tell us, what kind of changes can a person expect to see in their life when there's a planetary return?
Well, the guest talked about the transits. And one of the things that I wanted to talk to her about, we didn't get time, was that she was talking about a Gemini transit. Did you catch that one, what she was saying about that? About the Gemini transit coming up this year?
Yes, yes.
I'm very fascinated by that because I have a moon in Gemini. I want to know how that would affect, especially in the career. Did you? So I'm kind of, I guess I'm throwing it back on you and picking your brain on that. Did you understand what she meant by that as far as what the implications would be?
My memory serves me correctly, I think Clancy was referring to Jupiter moving into
Gemini.
Is that correct? Because I know that Jupiter's in Taurus at the moment. But I think that she said that Jupiter moves into Gemini. Was that correct?
I think that's exactly what you said, and that means that it's going to be a wild ride for Jupiter, because Gemini's kind of, you know, Gemini, the sign itself, is the Disneyland of the zodiac.
Well, Jupiter's a wonderful, wonderful energy. It brings a lot of luck.
It's expansion. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but it's very expansive. So my understanding is that when Jupiter is present, it's a very good thing. Because it brings growth.
Well, it could be a good time to play the lottery too, huh?
I wouldn't like to say, Brenda, but if you win, remember that the show I hosted inspired you.
Oh, absolutely. Of course.
And pay my mortgage off.
and we're all very close, and we're all very good friends.
Okay.
Yeah, because we love each other so much.
Yes, we'll just have to brainstorm some numbers.
It's always like good times, breathing, good times.
Well, I've got another, Bobby. What? Tell us then, Bobby. Having reflected upon the conversations we've just had as co-hosts, do you feel any alignment in the energies, or more alignment than in the past?
Alignment in what energies? So, the planet?
Yeah, the energies that you referred to in your question.
You're a comedian.
So, well, you know, what I'm realizing as I develop is that things seem to be converging. Even so, on a simple level, the more I learn about tarot, the more I learn about astrology, the more I learn about Kabbalah, the more I learn about numerology, mediumship, etc., it's as though it's all coming together. So, do you feel any energy shifts or any realignment energetically in your work or in the world?
Yeah, absolutely. You know, there's, I feel that too much at times, you know, with things aligning or misaligning when things are out of whack. And I think it's especially more difficult here. I know it's a huge change when I come back to California from being out in South Dakota, where obviously there's not as many people. And it's an easier time out there for me. And it's quite difficult back here in Cali. And I remember being tuned in to the earth so much and realizing that the earth is angry in a lot of ways, right? I think we've discussed that before. And I do think that there's more alignment, and unfortunately to align, sometimes things have to kind of shake up a little bit, right? And then comes back into more alignment. That's just kind of the way it happens. It shakes up and then comes back into alignment. And it can be very difficult to deal with at times, but absolutely. I think all of this, if anything, it's only man who, you know, to some of the extremists, not our guests and not anybody who does this, but I think they realize at the same time, man is the only one who has separated all these things. Everything just comes from the one source, doesn't it? And these are just the many veins of that. And so I don't know if we're coming back to that, or it's so much a shedding process of just some of the crap that's happening in the world, you know. And when we talked about earlier, I think it's important that people understand not to use this as a label. I can't say we didn't have enough time to go into it, did we? But, you know, where people just assume, okay, this is the kind of person you are. It's fun and it's very helpful. I've had it done for me with numerology. I don't know that I have with astrology, but it's important not to use that as a label or to settle in that then. Okay, well, that's, you know, I'm an Aries, or that's just my chart. And I just think there needs to be more teaching on that, if you know what I mean.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Yeah. It's all fascinating. This is great. I mean, it really has helped to educate, and I think it does help expand what it is that we do. Absolutely.
It's exciting. It's very exciting.
Yeah.
As I said, you know, I'm excited just to know that I can learn about metaphysics and spirituality for eternity. There's just so much to go into. Well, guys, we've come to that part of the show when you'll be taking your calls and questions. So you can either call in or ask a question in the chat room. And we do take the call in
calls or requests first because of the waiting time. So remember that the calling number for a free reading is 724-444-4851. That's 724-444-4851. Now, when you get through, you'll be placed on hold. So just relax and listen to the show. You'll be put through in order. And please do try to be clear and direct with your question. We just take one question per caller so that we can get through as many readings as possible. Now, I believe that the first call is from Ohio, and this call is for you, Brenda.
Hi, Ohio. How are you this evening?
Hi.
What can I do for you today, this evening?
Hi, this is Omiyala, and I would like to know, who is my soulmate and where can I find him?
Where is your soulmate? Was that what you said? I'm sorry. Did you say where? Hello?
Yes.
Okay. Well, let's take a look here. Your life is going to go through some changes this year in 2012. Excuse me. And it's not about the past. It's about the future. And I see that there's going to be a powerful attraction coming your way within the next 7 months. And I would like to say that it would be sooner, but I feel that you have to complete some things with someone from the past who's in the place of not really a strong relationship, more like a friendship, but there's a little confusion there. What I'm seeing as far as your destiny is concerned is that by about July of this year, I see just a real powerful mutual attraction. And I do believe that when you meet this person, you're going to feel like you've known him for lifetimes, maybe years. And I do believe that it looks like the environment in which you're going to meet him has to do with work, but it's not in the workplace. It's around the workplace, associated with your work. Pardon me?
You said associated with my work?
Yeah, associated with your work, but you do not meet him in your workplace. So he is not somebody like a co-worker, but I do believe that you work in a similar type of career field. It looks like, you know, you might pick a nice guy, right? Because it seems like there's been a pattern with the type of men that have been coming into your life. And this person looks like a little bit different. He looks like he's kind of out of the, you're going to kind of think out of the box when he comes around, and you're going to give him a chance, is what I see.
Okay.
Any questions?
My past relationship is not going, period.
Pardon me? No. Mm-mm. It's not about what's in the past. It's about what's in the future in regards to a soulmate connection with somebody right now, is what I see. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
All right. Thank you.
Okay, thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Great. Bye-bye. Thank you, Brenda. Well, the next caller is from Georgia, and this call is for you, Bobby.
Hello, Georgia.
Hello, how are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm good.
Good. What can I do for you? What do you want to talk about?
I wanted to see, do you see me obtaining employment soon, like within the next, by March,
like tomorrow?
I guess?
Would that be all right?
So if I need to quantify that, or because, you know, when you say soon, I don't know, your soon is different than my soon, and etc.
Everybody's soon is relative, I think.
Right.
And sometimes our soons aren't soon enough. I think. So tell me this. Are you out looking for a job? You want a job? What kind of a job do you want? Have you thought about all of that, or are you just hoping something comes to you?
I'm actively looking.
Okay. But you're looking in the wrong direction from immediately what I'm feeling about that. I understand that sometimes we get caught in a place of having to just get a job so that it pays the bills. I mean, that's completely good. But I think the jobs that you're looking at aren't fit with necessarily your skill set. You know what I mean? Does that make sense to you? Can you feel that, or is that?
No, because I look for what I qualify for, and I mean, give or take, plus or minus maybe 10% on either end, but nothing like totally like you go, no, she doesn't even fit, so no.
Okay,
if that's what
but
you're saying.
Let me put it a different way. If you were resonating or had a complete vibration with the jobs that you've applied for, you would have a job already, and we wouldn't be having this conversation. So there's got to be something that's off there. I feel behind you of wanting the particular job that you want, but you're not lining up with what you're, again, I'm going to have to say, your skill set and what it is that you can do. So I know that it appears that when you go to these things, like you said, they're plus or minus 10% of what I can do. But let me just stress, when the vibrations line up, you would have had a job. So we need to take a look at looking in maybe a different area. We want something that when you walk into this place, it isn't just you need to feel something in your gut, that little passion that kind of awakens inside of you, or that little nervous, anxious type of feeling, because then I think that's kind of like your guidepost as to where you're at, and intuitively knowing that would be a good position for you. Do you see what I mean? So if you have five places lined up, you want to take a look at them as to which one kind of gives you that little anxious feeling or the slight, well, I don't know about this, because generally we want to stretch ourselves and not just be completely comfortable where we're at, right? So when you're going out and pursuing these jobs, look for that type of feeling in your gut, because that, again, is your signal that you're more guided to try that place. Do you understand what I'm saying? And I'll give you the psychic answer about the job in a moment, but I just kind of want to pass along that so that we could get you looking in the right direction. Do you see what I mean? Does that make sense?
Can I say one thing to that? I agree with that, because I've had some jobs like that, interviews and everything, and thought I was going to get the offer, and I didn't. And that's what's kind of baffling me, because usually when I get this weird, it's hard to explain, feeling that, okay, yep, this is the job. It hasn't worked out, and it's just kind of bizarre for me. And it's been with the same company for a while, and it's like daunting. I'm like the last two men, two standing, and it doesn't happen. Yeah, so I'm just like, I'm steady scratching my head, like, I don't get it. So maybe from your psychic perspective, maybe something will go insight that I'm missing, because I don't get it.
Right. So that's why I'm leading you in the direction that I am. Oftentimes I could just answer, oh yeah, I see a job working out for you, in a couple of weeks or in a month or whatever. But that doesn't teach you what it is that you're doing or not doing. Like you said, it's been daunting, and these types of things, you're not alone in that. Oftentimes there's things that aren't working out, or we think we're putting out the right vibration. We think we're doing what we're supposed to be, and it's just not working out. It's baffling, and we start blaming ourselves at some point. What's wrong with me? What am I not doing right? You know what I mean? And that is what we need to get past, so that you can move on to where it is that you need to move on to. So we don't have a lot of time left, but I'm trying to point you into the right direction, okay? This is where you need to look about that feeling that we talked about. I know that in your head it says this is the right one or that type of thing, but I'm specifically talking about that feeling in your gut right there at your sternum. Even it's that little anxious kind of feeling, you know. Look for that, because you've got a really good intuitive sense about you, especially when it comes to people. So knowing that about yourself, when you're looking through the paper or walking to a job or looking whatever you're doing, look for that feeling of the anxiousness starting, and that's your first clue that you're getting warmer, 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 right? So if you can follow that, when you start getting more confident and in line with the confidence that you have about what you can do, because you do have a lot of confidence in what you can do, once you start aligning with that, there's no reason why you couldn't be really set into a job at least within a month. I know that seems like a long time, but you have to kind of turn your vibration around here, because it's going in the wrong direction. So it takes a little bit for it to turn around. So there's no reason why I can see you completely settled into a really great thing, smiling, being really happy where you're at, but we have to turn that vibration around, get you looking in the right direction.
Okay.
Okay.
Okay. Thank you.
All right. Thanks for calling in.
Mm-hmm.
Bye-bye.
Wonderful. Thank you, Bobby. Okay, now the next call is for Maureen, and this is a call from Tennessee.
Hello, Tennessee. This is Maureen. Hello. Hello.
Hello.
Hi, what's your name?
Elizabeth.
Oh, hi, Elizabeth. What can I help you with?
I am curious about my love life. It seems like I'm just going through a downward spiral, and I'm lonely. I'm real lonely. I'm just curious if there's anybody that's going to pop in my life.
Okay. Elizabeth, you said something about you feel like you're spiraling. I love that word. I can't pronounce because I'm from Atlantis, everybody. I don't talk well. spiraling, going. But the reason why you're feeling that way, I'm wondering, is it because you've been picking the wrong ones? I mean, you know, this is the thing. I really feel that you don't see how – you don't, and I'm not saying this in a way that I'm not saying this with bad intention.
Okay.
I see that you're very, you're a woman that doesn't need to be with anybody that's going to, you're not a kept, you don't need to be a kept woman and be taken care of. I can see that. You looks like you're sleeping a lot better, but you have this fear of somewhat of a material poverty, a fear. But I see you being a very successful woman on your own right, and I see that you have a lot of faith still. It hasn't that you've gotten to be so cynical about bad relationships you've been in. I don't see anybody around you right now. Is that so? Well,
yeah, nobody's.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Okay. The thing of it is, I do get that you are searching for more of what you want a traditional, you desire, and I think that's fantastic. You desire more of the traditional. I see somebody.
Exactly.
Yeah. And I think that's fantastic. Some people need to be more open-minded about things, but I feel that's what you desire. I think that you have a lot of everything in place, but I do see that there's something in the next couple months reconnecting with somebody, but then as soon as you reconnect, it's a disconnect again. And it's almost like it wasn't a long term, but I think that it's a positive thing because I think it's not what I think. I get feelings. I'm an empath. I feel, so I can't really put sometimes in words, but I feel that there's a good, I mean, your eyes may be opening. You have a lot of faith. Keep holding on, whatever that is. And I see you really in control of your life. I don't see you being alone. I don't feel that that's going to be the case. I feel that you're really taking a good direction, heading towards someone that's healthy, and maybe not like someone that you thought you'd be interested in. But this is what this is happening. You're picking the wrong people, like we all do. Or I don't. I just stay away. But we need to find Mr. Wrong and make the Mr. Right. And so
you never do. You never pick the wrong
man. I don't. I'm not with any. I don't want to be there. I do feel that you're very strong, but I don't think you're going
to
be.
It just does not feel right to me. So,
pardon me.
I'm currently in a relationship, but it's out of state. Like we're long distance.
So it's interesting. It's out of state, and that's so it's not really attainable to have what you want, you're saying. You want a traditional relationship, and you can't have that when you're out of state. So like I said, I see you with somebody coupling up and then detaching again. So maybe that's something that, you know what, it needs to be addressed. I think, you know, it just needs to be addressed. I think that you'll be very happy, but out of state's not going to work for you. It's not.
Okay.
So you're not going to be alone, okay, really? No, you have a lot of good things to look forward to. I hope
I
helped you.
Is it soon, though? I mean, is it soon?
Not to worry. I hope I helped you. Just don't.
It's going
to
be soon.
Pick someone that's more attainable and closer.
Okay.
Thanks, Elizabeth.
Very well. Thank you, Elizabeth. Thank you, Maureen. Now, the next caller is from New York, and I'll be taking this call. Who's calling from New York?
Hello?
Hello, what's your name?
Steve, it's Tommy, how are you?
Good, Tommy, good, good. How are you?
Oh, been better, been worse. So, you know what I'm calling about? I'm calling about the girl. You know, it's been hard, Steve. It's very lack of communication. Again, I went over to her house Tuesday. She was very, 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 very upset. Didn't hear from her for quite some time again. Then I see her tonight. She's getting ready to go out with somebody else. I just don't know what's going on here, Steve.
Okay. Let me see. I don't feel that she's dating somebody else, Tommy. I mean, in fact, the name Bobby just came up again, and I know that we've said that before.
Are you kidding me? Are you just kidding?
Well, the name Bobby is significant for Tommy's career, we discovered. But, Tommy, I don't feel that she's dating somebody else, but I stand by what my guides always say for you in this situation, and that is you've got to step back. You've got to relax. You're making this the be-all and end-all in your life right now, and it's such an intense projection of your energy that you may block it, you may slow it down, and you know your priority needs to be yourself and not pushing and not feeling that she's your only option, or it has to be. Because when we push too hard in life, sometimes it doesn't work out because we are attaching ourselves to one particular outcome and limiting what's possible. So I don't feel that she's dating somebody else, but I don't feel either that you've been able to integrate the benefit of just being relaxed and not putting yourself under so much pressure and her under so much pressure. Whether you've articulated it to her or not, she will sense.
Well, the hard thing is, Steve, is I always feel that whenever something's wrong, who's the one that's always there? And I'm always picking up the pieces, and it seems to be tough.
But
every time,
are you, Tommy, you don't have to be there to pick up the pieces. You are just as valuable as anybody else on this planet, and you don't need to put all of your energy or expectation into one scenario. One of the best things you could do is step back, focus on yourself, and allow her to contact you, allow her to do something for you, because you have a tendency to always be trying to deal with everybody else and help everybody else. And it's partly because you're not in the mind frame that actually you should be your focus, and perhaps on occasions other people should help you or be there for you or pursue you.
Okay. Well, here's my last question then. I'm just about to the point that I just can't, you know, deal with this anymore. And basically, I just feel like I can't tell her in person because I just, you know, I'll break down. I just feel it's better that I send her an email of some sort and you tell me if this is right or not and say, hey, listen, you know, I can't be doing this. Well, this can't continue on this way. It's not fair. Is that okay for me to do that? Just to basically put it out there that I can't be there every time something happens, you know, to make you feel better.
I feel, honestly, Tommy, that you should leave it right now. Because the truth is, well, my guides are saying the truth is you really like it when she needs you. You really like it when, not when she has an issue, but when she needs your help and she needs your presence and she comes to you for strength, you like it. So to suggest otherwise would be inauthentic. What actually bothers you is that she seems to be in touch when she needs something, when she needs your strength and not so much at other times. I honestly feel that the right solution for you for the next couple of weeks or even a few weeks is to focus on yourself, not do anything, and see what happens.
Okay.
I feel if you send that email, then you're not actually sending the message, the true message that you want to send. And I feel that if you send the truth or say too much right now, you might scare her off or make her feel more pressured. But the bottom line is you need to recognize that you have great worth, great value. You're a wonderful guy. And you don't need to pursue any one option or any one person. Let life unfold. and focus on you. Let her contact you. That's what I feel, right, Tommy, and I feel that very consistently. Okay. And I know it's hard. Right. Relationships are tough, but that's what I feel for you right now, Tommy. Okay?
Okay, thank you.
Okay, good luck, Tommy. Bye. Okay, now the next caller is for Brenda, and this person's calling from Utah.
Hello, Utah. This is Brenda. How can I help you this evening?
Hi, Brenda. I'm calling because I've had a very scary, bad start to this new year, and I just want to know if it's just the beginning or if I'm getting the bad over with first.
Let's take a look here. You know, what I'm getting is you have to take courage because the worst is over. I really do feel that. I feel that this was kind of more of the endings, not the beginning, really. What I'm seeing is I'm seeing that there's going to be a family issue resolved quite nicely. There's misunderstandings around it. I do see a man, and I feel that there's going to be some sort of apology, some sort of, you know, admission of bad behavior from this person. None of the time they've put into this situation has been wasted, or even last year as well, in the ending part of the year. What I see ahead of you financially is, you know, it is going to be good for you to be a little bit careful with your money until about April, and then after that I see an opening for you. I do. I see new foundations. What this is showing me is that it's about right now building new foundations. You had mass chaos, and now you're rebuilding. I also see that you've learned something that's followed by enlightenment, especially in the area of love. I see you in a place of power. You've got to take your power back in this situation. Things don't stay the way. It's not going to stay that way forever. Things change, you know. And this is, you're still in a place of change right now. That's what I see. Mm-hmm. It's about balancing.
How do you take your power back when you never knew you gave it away?
Well, you know, it can be very insidious, too, especially in personal relationships and in relationships, period. You know, one day we wake up and think, wait, how did it get so out of control? You know, and what you need to do is just do some things for you now, really. Okay. It's about you. When's your birthday?
March 23rd.
Yeah. Well, the beginning of your new birth year doesn't start until March, so it would make a lot of sense that a lot of this chaos is hitting now. Yeah, you're not. Well, if you were born in January, it would have ended by now.
Well, my son started the year with a bad accident that could have killed him, and we were lucky that it didn't. And then 3 days later, I had a bad accident that I was lucky didn't kill me, and he was with me again. And it's just been really scary. It's like, is the death bug following us around or what?
I know you're waiting for the other shoe to drop. No, I'm not seeing that. I feel this is the end of it. I do.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I need to hear that.
Yeah, because, you know, in the second accident, it looks like, it almost feels like you kind of knew it was going to happen before it was going to happen, maybe even a week before. Did you feel like you were looking over your shoulder for a few days before it happened?
I didn't. It was totally unexpected. I looked into my rearview mirror just as the guy hit me.
There's going to be some compensation for that, though. There really is. It's going to help both you and your son. Mm-hmm.
Okay. Well, thank you, Brenda.
All right, honey. Hang in there.
Thanks.
Bye-bye.
Thank you, Brenda. Now, the next caller is for Bobby from New York City.
New York. I love New York. Hello.
Hello.
Hello. How are you?
Hi. I'm good. I have a question. I just wanted to know when I'm going to meet the right person.
When you're going to meet the right person? When you are the right person. See, that was easy.
Well, can you give me like an approximate time?
I will. What? I was trying to be efficient. You know, there's a lot of callers on the line. Listen, you part of what I think would help progress a relationship in you a little farther along, more confidence in yourself and more learning to stand on your own two feet. You've done that in the past couple of years. You've stepped forward to that just a little bit, but I think there needs to be just a little bit more of meeting that. Do you see what I mean?
Yeah.
So when you do that, that's why I want you to be in a good position to have the relationship that you deserve, because right now I'm afraid that if you brought a man into your life, you're going to get a man, somebody drinking beer, sitting on your couch, and who's very controllable. You know what I mean? Very controlling. So I think that more work on that particular aspect. I think you do, like 7 billion people on the planet do, which we wait for an outside relationship to make us happy, or we think it stimulates us in that way. Bless your heart. You like to nurture. You like to take care of people. I love that part about you. But I think that there has to be a line of, I love to take care of you and I love to nurture you, but I can't have you controlling me or treating me the way that you do. Do you see what I mean? There's a difference, right?
Okay.
Do you not understand what I'm saying?
No, I do.
Okay, good. So you're just absorbing right now, right? Okay.
I've heard this from somebody else as well. I kind of know this about myself, but go on.
Okay. Well, if you know all of this, I don't want to waste your time with it anymore. And the parts that you know about yourself, let's just say within the next 3 months, you'll meet somebody, and there's a good chance for an opportunity for a relationship there. How about that?
Okay.
Which is, what I know you were looking for. You right?
Yeah. Okay,
yes.
Thank you.
Okay, darling. Thanks for calling in. Okay, bye. Steve.
Thank you. Thank you, Bobby. Okay, now, the next caller is
for Maureen
from North Carolina.
Hello, North Carolina. Hi, this is Maureen.
Hi, this is Jenny.
Jenny?
Nice to speak to you, Maureen.
You too. Thank you, Jenny.
Jenny.
And what may I focus in on for you?
So New Year started off great for me. I met this guy, but I just don't know if, because he's in New York, I don't know if, you know, anything's going to happen, or do you see me?
Right, I got it. It's a brand new direction. Thing, but how fun is that? I mean, isn't that kind of cool in its own way? It's kind of like, you know, that feeling when, because, well, you know, it's kind of nice. Well, it would be really nice for me at my age, but no, I don't want. But I mean, so new. I'm getting it, and it's in a phase where it's fun and exciting, and you're kind of feeling. It sounds like you're feeling happy, not that you wouldn't, he repulses you or anything like that.
Yeah.
But I feel, you know, what I'm getting is that he appears more mature. I'm not saying he's a lot older or anything, but he seems like a very down to earth, very traditional. If this is him, I do see someone I like him. He lives by the laws of the land. He's more, he's a very good, grounded, healthy individual, meaning not just health, medical, but healthy in the mind, and doesn't have much drama. Is this him or is this somebody else?
It seems like him, but I only saw him twice.
Well, I guess I know you just met him, but I'm saying what you get to feel like. He's very. He's sincere. I guess I'm trying to get it. He's a very traditionally. The way I'm getting his energy, sincere. Now, and it's usually when you find someone like that, you don't know what game they're playing because you just met him. It's hard to trust male. Sorry, you guys on the host in here, but it is. And so, but I do feel that you're feeling like there's not going to be any news from him. It's almost like right away, I get the feeling that you're thinking he's not going to contact you much again or whatever. I feel that this is a very good opportunity, and I think you need to be more positive about this. I don't know if you have heard much from him, but if you have not yet, I think it's almost like you're dooming it before it even would come to that. Because I see you making a choice to be fearless. I say jump for it. This is about, and I see that you've let go of the past, and I feel really good about that. And that means that you're in a pretty good, healthy spot yourself to be connecting with somebody. I feel very good about this, and also, but this is going to be having to do with you and how you're feeling about you. And I see a choice, so you're up against, and everybody will say, oh, what do you think you're doing? He might have some stuff going on. He might be going through something that someone else would say, well, I wouldn't go for that guy or whatever. Don't listen to anybody. Jump. I say jump and be fearless, and if it feels enthusiastic, I say be the dreamer and do the, go for this. I feel there is an opportunity there, and it looks very positive. It does. It looks like there's some moving forward in it. That's how I see it. Definitely.
Do you see us meeting up again?
Yeah, I do. I do. I do. Even if you haven't heard from him in a while, I would kind of, if you can contact him if you haven't heard from him. But I say take the risk on this one. It would be worth it. I'm not saying he's going to be with you forever, but I say go. I say this is a good thing. The timing's good, and he seems like a good, decent man.
Okay,
really does.
Thank you.
Thank you so much. I hope I helped you. Thanks. Bye bye.
Wonderful. Thank you, Maureen. Now the next caller is from New Jersey, and I'm taking this call. So who's calling from New Jersey?
Hi.
Hi, who's calling from New Jersey?
This is Deborah. Can you hear me?
Yes, Deborah. How are you?
Hi, how are you, Steve?
Everything
everything is so nice now. How do you see my new year coming? Any updates?
Let me see.
So far, everything is great.
Good, good, good. Let me feel into this. Okay. I feel like this is a good year for you, Deborah. I feel your energy is much calmer. I feel that you worked through a lot last year. And I feel that you've really reflected a lot upon yourself and the way you live your life. And my guides just show me calmness around you and this willingness to trust life and let it unfold this year. I feel as though this is a good year for you professionally. I can see good work opportunities and more money coming your way this year. And just as I say that, my guides mention April. They give me the month of April. And I feel that you're going to really build a much more solid vision of your future. And as you do that, it will come about. And again, I'm seeing April, in particular, I'm seeing money and I'm seeing tranquility and things just unfolding for you and you allowing situations not allowing situations to stress you, just recognizing that we're not in control of everybody and everything. We're in control of how we experience life. We're in control of the plans we make. And we can trust. But all in all, I feel a good year for you.
Steve, I would like to thank you for helping me as well.
You're welcome. You're welcome. You're wonderful, Deborah. And you've got a lot to look forward to. I feel that a lot of the adversity has shifted out. And, you know, the image that I see is a garden. When my guides show me a garden, it's as though it's a much more tranquil path. It's a much more enjoyable, fruitful path. And I do want to say to you, I feel a move around October, not necessarily a great distance, but potentially a change of home, but a change that you will embrace. It'll be a change that you decide upon. But good things for you this year, Deborah. Good things for you. You need to enjoy yourself more. You don't treat yourself as much as you should.
Been through a lot. Thanks a lot. Thank you for
everything. You're welcome. Good luck, Deborah. Take care.
Good night.
No worries. Okay, now the next call is from Virginia, and this is for Brenda.
Hello there.
Hi, Brenda. How are you?
Oh, I'm fine. What do you need tonight, honey?
I need to know if there's some changes going on at work, and I need to know if you see that affected me in any way.
Okay, let's take a look. Well, I definitely do see the changes, and I believe that the next 7 days there's even, you know, there's definite shifting, and it feels like people shifting around. I don't feel that it's nothing that you don't know. You know that this has been coming for a while, right?
Well, I kind of felt it, but they're saying, no, that's not true.
Well, there's a lot of controversy around it, but I feel you're going to be safe. I do.
Okay.
I feel that, and it could even work out better for you than it has before. But there is going to be some kind of like conference or notification that goes out to all the employees, and I see that in about 7 days. And
how would that affect my finance, though? I think that's what I'm more concerned about.
Well, I don't see you losing your job. I don't. I feel that this could actually push you in a position where you could move forward and make more money. I do. I see new inspiration around it.
Okay.
Yeah. I feel it's important to see, to watch what's happening here, because an opening is going to present itself. And, you know, you're just the gal to go for it, right?
Yes. Yes.
You've been waiting a long time, and you put your time in, right?
I put my time in, and I think I have a strong feeling that this is my year, so.
This is your year, and it looks like there's a man who looks favorably upon you and who's on your side, who will actually recommend you for a move in your work situation, is what I see.
Okay. Mm-hmm. A man?
Yeah.
I don't know who that is. I work with a whole bunch of women, so I don't know.
Yeah, but he's in the higher up. I feel he could be above them. Yeah.
Okay. So right now everything is fine, and you see everything.
Right now looks okay. It looks okay. There's a lot of drama. There's a lot of people, a lot of supposition. What's going to happen? And there is going to be a change, but it comes from the top, is what I see.
Okay, mm-hmm. But I'm fine. Well, thank you so much, Brenda. Appreciate your help.
You're welcome, honey. Bye.
Thank you.
Thank you, Brenda. Now the next caller is from Indiana for Bobby.
Hello, Indiana.
Hi, Bobby.
Hi, how are you?
I'm good. It's Leah again.
Okay, I don't remember, I think. Sorry.
South Dakota.
I do this a lot sometimes, you know, and I can't remember everybody, but maybe it'll start hitting me as we start talking. So what do you want to talk about?
I need to know. I hate my job. I need to know if I'm going to be getting a new one soon.
Okay. Well, what kinds of things do you hate about your job?
They put me in... I work at Target, and they put me into the food area, and I absolutely hate it.
Okay. Oh, Maggie? Did you say this is Maggie?
Yeah.
Oh, I'm sorry. I thought you said it was Leah or something like that. I'm sorry. I'm sorry. I'm sorry. Of course. Hi, honey. I'm sorry. Okay.
That's
all right. So what I'm asking you, why do you hate it, so that you can immediately pivot around what it is that you want from a job? You know, that's the best way to decide what it is we want, right? The different things that you know that you're not making. Target is great for you. There has never been something that has been presented to you so clearly as to what you want from a career. Because when you got Target, you were lost. Didn't really know what to do. Well, I know I can do this. This is working, right? Had ideas maybe of passions and things that you wanted to do. But now this is being presented to you as a definite stair step up, so that you can start deciding what type of a job that you want. So this job is perfect for you, and you're almost done. You're almost done. There's still a part of you that's not completed yet here. Like if I told you, oh my God, my angels just told me you need to quit tomorrow. You may listen to me because we know each other, you know, in a sense, but I think that you wouldn't go out and quit tomorrow. You'd be like, nah, I just can't just yet. You know what I'm saying?
I would probably wait until I had another job lined up.
Exactly. So even if the answers just came through so clear to quit, you still would not because you're not ready yet. And that's okay. But you're getting there. You're very close. Another couple of months. And then once you've done that, remember now is the time. You should have started a week and a half to 2 weeks ago. Whatever happened, I'm not talking about the new year, but whatever happened a couple of weeks ago, started shifting your mind in a different direction of thinking about more of what it is that you want. But then we go back into our old pattern of thinking or, again, too busy judging the things that are taking place in front of us right now. Everybody does that. So,
they put me into the food avenue part, and I can't stand that part.
Oh, they put you in a different department a couple weeks back?
Yeah.
Okay. So, again, so what's happening is now we need to start pivoting on what it is you do want from a career. You want to be treated with respect. You have skills that, as I'm taking a look at you, you have skills that would be very beneficial for everyone involved, and also somebody who gets you, somebody who appreciates you. You want to get along with all your coworkers, not have to go to a department clear across the store with somebody who you get along with, somebody who you can just survive the job with. So all of this coming together, now you start need to forming in your mind that type of career and what you want. It's okay if you don't know what it is yet, but you need to start getting on board with those vibrations. Just be general about it, the type of feeling that you want from a job when you go to work every day. Can you feel that inside of you right now? Do you see what I'm talking about?
I do, because I want to move up into management, but I don't know if it's with Target.
It's not. It's not. You're almost done with Target. This is what I'm saying. So I didn't make myself clear. You're almost done with Target. Give it a couple of months, but you need to create what's waiting for you out there. Let me rephrase. You don't need to create what's already waiting for you. You have to get in line with what's already waiting for you. Okay, so it goes a little bit deeper. Yes, we create our worlds, but really the creation process is just a matter of us getting into alignment with what already is. That's more time than what we have time for. So you know me, I give the coaching answer first and the psychic answer second. So the psychic answer is give it a couple of months and you'll start noticing that things will start to change and pivot for you, and then you'll be ready to leave Target, and you will leave Target. But start manifesting now and start getting in line with that creation so you have something there when you're ready to get out. Because you said it yourself, you're not going to leave until you have something that's waiting for you, right?
It's funny that you're saying that now, because I just started working on my resume and everything.
It's absolutely freaky, Meg. I'm telling you. It's freaky stuff. But I got to let you go because we're running over a bit. But I'm happy that you called in. Good for you. And it feels really positive. And I look forward to hearing the progress.
I will let you know, Bobby.
Okay, darling. Take care.
Thank you, Bobby. Okay, now the next caller is for Maureen from New York.
Hello, New York. This is Maureen. Hi.
Hello?
Hi. Who am I speaking to?
This is Margaret. How are you?
Hi, Margaret. I'm fine. Thank you. And what can I help you with?
I was wondering when I'm getting married.
Oh, that's a nice direct. We like those direct questions. Well, let me ask you because the time restraint here is kind of hard. Are you involved with somebody right now? So, because it will take me a long time to go through this if I get too much. Are you with somebody right now in the together? Okay. Yes. Okay. Great. Thank you.
No.
Feed the psychic. What'd you say? No. Yeah.
No. No.
Oh, you're not. Okay, so you want to know in the future if there's going to be someone that you will be marrying. That's someone you may not know. Is that what you're saying? Okay. All right. You know, it's interesting to me that people, and I'm talking directly to you, that they wouldn't think that they'll be alone, and that's sad because I don't think that's the case here. And I hear a lot of men and women also feeling this way. I don't see anyone really surrounding you at this time. I'm not reading way into the future, but I do know what I do feel very deeply is the timing for you to be getting, to connect with somebody that will be a very positive person, that would be a good person to partner with, and perhaps possibly would lead on to marriage, if that's what you would like, is going to be with, I'm looking around October time. Now, I'm not saying you're not going to be going and seeing any or meeting people during that time. There's something about October where the timing is really good and things, it's like the movement of everything is going, I just like this. There's a lot of good luck in that area of connecting. Now, I'm not telling you don't sit around and wait for 10 months and not do anything. It does look like you need some good rest at any rate. And maybe, I mean, you're exhausted, but also a little bit, feeling a little bit depressed. But maybe instead of when you're doing that, try to meditate and visualize. I don't see, I see you absolutely, if that's what you desire, you will be with somebody, a partner. And if your marriage is what you'd like and ceremony thing, absolutely. I see a new home surrounding you. It looks like in the August, September months, or a change or some new environment in the home. You, I feel that whatever's gone in the past, you've kind of gotten this feeling that be careful what you wish for. It might come true. Things didn't work out how it should have, but I do see that you carry your own. You appear to be very, you're a successful woman. You've reached some goals here and you're not looking for anybody to take care of you for material reasons or anything like that. I think you're just yet to meet somebody that is worthy of you.
I'm also wondering when I'm going to get a job. I actually don't have a job right now.
Well, I see that you should probably push more energy into, I see a woman around you, but it looks like more of a working with somebody else, like a project or working on your own with another woman. There's a female around you. Right now, I see this. There is an opportunity. So maybe go in that direction that wouldn't be normally, like looking for such a job. There's something, and there's a female. She's very supportive. So I'm getting that. Also, anything legal or anything like that, it looks very positive. That anything to do with anything around that kind of thing. I see you working with a woman that may be almost like being self-employed with her or something. Very good opportunity, okay? But no worries. You have a great life ahead of you. Remember, it's not to worry. People just think they're going to be alone. You're not, okay?
Yeah.
Okay, right, take care. Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Thank you, Maureen. Okay, the next caller is from Tennessee, and I'll be taking this call. Who's calling? Do we have a caller from Tennessee? Hello, Tennessee?
Yes.
Hello, what's your name?
I'm here. Karen.
Hello, Karen. How are you doing?
Good. How are you?
Good, thank you, Karen. What's your question?
I just kind of want to know what's in store for my new year here. I recently made a move to a different state. And I was wondering if maybe you saw a significant other in my future?
Let me see. I feel that you've made the right move. I feel that it's a really good time for you to reflect on the past and let go of the things that haven't worked for you and really embrace the future. I do feel that you're in the right location and that you'll be much more settled. I feel as I tune in that there's a male from the past who still thinks of you, still has feelings towards you, but I feel that he's bitter. I feel that he's angry towards you. Does that make sense?
You feel he's what?
Sorry?
You feel he's what?
I feel a male from the past who is, who still thinks of you, still has feelings for you, but is angry or bitter in some way. Do you know who that might be?
No. I really don't.
No? Okay, well, I give you the month of July as well. My guides refer to the month of July, but I feel strongly that there's a male from the past that will be in contact and still has feelings for you. But I don't get the feeling from what I sense that it's a good connection, or that you should be drawn back to that connection. That's what I sense for you. I do feel that you're in a much better location professionally, and that there are good opportunities for you professionally this year. And I feel that once you get to June, you'll be really excited and really, really clear about what you're doing for the remainder of the year. It's as though the first part of the year is getting settled and taking care of yourself. I feel a potential relationship from June onwards, but I'm drawn to you socializing much more and trying new things. I'm meeting somebody probably around October time. Meeting somebody around October time.
October. And yes. So my birthday is in October.
As well. Oh,
I recently lost my husband of 23 years. It'll be 2 years in February, so just kind of thinking, wondering what my future was going to be from here on out.
I feel it's good. I feel that you've made the right changes. I feel that you should really get settled, really focus on getting yourself organized, and as you feel comfortable, particularly in spring, making sure that you get out there, you socialize, you try new things, you meet new people, and get integrated. And I feel that the month of October is a good month and a potential relationship around that time.
Sounds good.
Okay, so good luck to you.
Thank you so much.
You're welcome. Okay,
have
now
a good
next
night.
Caller is Brenda from Georgia.
Hi there. Georgia, how are you? Hello?
Hi.
Hi there.
Can you hear me?
What can I do for you this evening?
I have a question about my, let me take you off the speaker. My job, I've been unemployed since June, and I have tried every avenue, and it just seems like I'm in like a void, a block, something, and just doesn't feel like anything's moving forward. So I just wanted to know if you saw anything good coming my way in the place of, for employment.
Okay, let's take a peek here. Well, this is interesting. I do see that an application / resume that you've sent out about 4 weeks ago looks like there's someone's going to call you on that. It will be unexpected. And I do feel that it'll happen. You're going to be celebrating in the next 2 weeks over this, because I see, and it's, even though you feel you're not getting any action on this, there's so many people applying. I feel that it probably has taken them that long to get to your resume. So in 2 weeks, I feel there's going to be an important interview, and I see a lot of high hopes around that. Because I see new money coming into the household. I really do. And I feel that it's about 10 days away, 2 weeks away, that you're going to get something very positive happening on the job end. You will be offered something.
Wonderful. Is this like, I don't know if this is my year or not. Like I said, I just feel like I'm in a complete void with everything. Like everything is at a standstill. Or that maybe I'm not where I need to be or that I want to be. So, you know, other than the job, any positive change or people coming into my life or?
Well, it starts with one thing, and it's going to start with a job first. And then I feel you're going to meet, there'll be new friends, and there's going to be a man that you're going to meet too. And I feel that he's a creative personality. I feel he's unexpected. You'll meet him through the work situation. I feel that there's going to be a good energy between the two of you. You've done well to balance your monies, you know, what you can do right now, and that's going to pay off in February. It looks like you're going to be in a good position.
Wonderful.
Yeah. When we feel like you're in that vacuum or that void, it's right before it's getting ready to be filled up again. It's not that it's going to stay empty forever. It's just kind of, and there could be a lot of planetary influences on that too. A lot of times when we feel blocks like that, and that was the subject of our show today, is that, you know, the planetary influences, and you know, it depends on the individual. And whenever that happens, you have some heavy planetary influences blocking you. You have to wait till those things pass.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Okay, my dear.
I have one other question. Are you able to like pick up on people that are around you? You know, if there's somebody like around me.
Somebody that's deceased around you?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. You know, I do feel that there is someone around you. I feel that this person died unexpectedly, wasn't ready to go. And from the other side, you can't feel bound by this or feel guilty in any way. None of this was your fault. one of the things that I'm seeing here is that in some way, this person from the past guides you to your new opportunity. You could be taking this time just to kind of connect and reconnect. Boom.
Is this male or female?
It's male, not female.
Okay. Mm-hmm. It's interesting that you said that. Okay, about not taking the responsibility. Okay.
I got it. Thank you so much. Because that could hold you back. It's like a fear, and that pushes away prosperity. See what I mean?
Yes.
Okay?
Okay. Thank you so much.
You're welcome, honey.
Thank you.
Thank you, Brenda. Now, the next call is for Bobby from Maryland.
Hello, Maryland. Hello, Maryland. Maryland. Yes? Are you there? Hello, caller. This is it. The big moment. I have brilliant things to say. I can just feel it. Sometimes that gets them to come forward, and then I have to deliver, yeah. Though, after that. Like, oh, my God, wait. Perhaps
like
not.
There, Bobby.
Yeah, well, just as well.
It's like they went away.
I know.
Well, there's always next week. That brings us to the end of another great show. I want to thank Doug for doing everything behind the scenes to keep us on track as our executive producer. And thank you to you guys, my co-hosts, for being here this evening. Now, next week's show is anchored by Bobby. What do you have planned for us, Bobby?
We've got Linda Howe coming on. She's with the Center for Akashic Studies. She founded this center. She wanted to use the Akashic records for personal empowerment, conscious development, expanded spiritual awareness. And so she's going to come on the show, and she's got a couple books out that actually teach you how to read the Akashic records. Everybody has one. Just explaining, again, this is another field that I'm completely lost on. So I think it'll really be fascinating to find out this is another modality, isn't it, to help with our spiritual development and awareness. So yeah, looking forward to it. Linda Howe next week.
Sounds brilliant, Bobby. I know people are very interested in the Akashic Records, so it should be great show.
I get asked a lot about that, actually.
Yeah, it's very, very interesting. Well, thank you for this evening, Bobby, and we'll look forward to that next week. And thank you, Maureen and Brenda, as well, for being with us this evening.
Thank you.
You're welcome, Steve, and happy birthday tomorrow.
Happy birthday, Steve.
Thank you, guys. Take care. Okay. Have a wonderful weekend, everybody.
Good night. Bye.
Bye.
Hello. My name is Res Miranda. If you're having relationship, career, or life issues, I'm inviting you to experience what it's like to have access to professional, highly accurate psychics and spiritual advisors you can trust to care and help you. Register now to get your free 6-minute reading by telephone or chat. Get answers. Get access. Psychic access. 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. PsychicAccess.com.